You're listening to TheBody.com's podcast coverage of AIDS 2008, the 17th International AIDS Conference. The conference took place in Mexico City from August 3rd through August 8th, 2008.
My name's Kathy Triffitt from Positive Life, New South Wales, Sydney. And the poster, Sex Pigs, A Rough Guide to Dirty Sex, A New Approach to HIV Prevention.
Tell us a little bit about it. Is it a program or a study that you were doing?
I work in social marketing and education, and we're funded by New South Wales Health, and I received a directive to develop a prevention campaign for guys who have been described as sexually adventurous sex, so into group sex, fisting, drugs, so on and so forth. Because we're a positive organisation, what we're doing here is we're speaking to positive guys who choose not to use condoms. So we had to sort of develop some messages around, health messages around STI prevention, and also around, you know, guys that are on the edge of the sex pigs culture, and sometimes these guys are HIV negative and they move, kind of move in and out of the culture. So sort of developing messages that speak to positive guys, but also speak to negative guys as well, around the, you know, sexual health, safe sex, STI testing, HIV prevention.
Can you describe the sex pig culture, and is it just about Australia?
No, it's the subculture all over the world, really. The biggest difficulty we've had in Australia is actually describing the culture, because people tend to move in and out of the culture. It's there when people need it. So, as we said here, is that the whole thing about how you define the culture, what language do you use and what imagery. And so the way that I work is that whatever campaign I'm asked to do, I will work with the people we're trying to speak to. So in this case, we did discussion groups, community forums, interviews, etc., and ask questions around how do you define your culture? What language should we be using? And I particularly like this one here where guys talk about keeping it real, using everyday language and imagery. And so this particular narrative here from Dimitri, we need to be involved in describing what it means for us. It's good to talk about sex pigs because it acknowledges sex drive and opens up discussions on social boundaries, drugs, moral codes and assumptions made about HIV status. Talking about sex pigs demystifies and destigmatizes what we do. So it was that whole thing about getting the sex people who identify as sex pigs involved in campaign development to kind of lead in the way we use the language and imagery. And even with the photo session, even though I gave them a brief, the whole idea is with the imagery is about reproducing ways of relating and learning about the culture, so the use of language and so on and so forth. So they participated in the photography session, shaped the images and so on. So it's about tapping into community norms, ethics and values. And that's, I guess, a philosophy we use in all of our work.
What sorts of messages do you use?
The messages are about sexual health. It's more serious for a positive guy to get syphilis, for example. So it progresses a lot faster. So there's a message there around testing for STIs. There's messages there around when you're moving from partner to partner, from us to us, if you want to be graphic, to change gloves and condoms, because not only, you know, syphilis, but there's also sexually transmitted hep C, which is really starting to emerge as an area that we need to be looking at. Actually, just before I left Australia, I finished a draft focusing on sexually transmitted hep C for this particular group. And these are the campaign objectives. So as it says, they offer strategies to prevent the transmission of HIV. This is promoting the use of condoms with partners of unknown or different HIV serostatus. I mean, while some guys get together and the choice is not to use condoms between pos guys, but when they're in group sex situation, there may be negative guys that kind of come into it and assumptions are made about serostatus. Oh yeah, that whole thing about acknowledging the role of the internet in negotiating sex and building confidence around HIV and discussing status. I mean, obviously issues around disclosure are very difficult for pos guys. The hep C transmission around fisting and things like that, increase awareness around PEP.
How do you get the message out about the program and get people involved? Do you go to sex clubs and do you like sort of put out literature?
Yeah, yeah. The resources, but in particular the booklet, which has limited distribution, is distributed throughout six on-premises venues. The community forums that we ran, three of them, the Sex Pigs 1 and 2 and the Hot Fuck, were actually run in a place in Sydney called Manicle, which is where these guys hang out. So we ran community forums there and got huge attendance. So that's kind of getting the message out and awareness around the campaign. Of course, on the internet. And we have Gaydar as well. So Gaydar banners, Manhunt, and community media. So we have two major community newspapers in Sydney. That's the Sydney Star Observer and SX. We have our own magazine called Talk About, which we obviously promote our campaigns in. So we have kind of I guess it's really important with campaign development that it's multi-layered, and that, you know, while resources are important, I think it's important to create spaces for men to be able to talk about sex and the risks that they take. And I found that with some of the interviews that I've done, a lot of guys talk about how it's important to be able to get together and talk about sex and risk taking, because, you know, people are judged around risk taking. So actually, one guy, part of the campaign, said if we had a kind of safer space in which to talk about risk taking, maybe there'd be more understanding, therefore, that may contribute in some way to less risk taking. And it's really interesting. I mean, we do create a lot of spaces for guys, in particular positive guys, to come together and talk about these things. But we also found, because gay men move in and out of the same social and sexual spaces, that our campaigns really do speak to both positive and negative gay men, or MSM.
Do you all have a website that we can put up?
We have a website, and it's www.positivelife.org.au. And we also do a whole range of campaigns. So look at our website, because we've done work with living longer with HIV, STIs, steroid-discordant relationships. There's a whole range.
Great. Thank you so much, Kathy.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice, should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebody.com. If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
Thanks for listening to thebody.com's podcast coverage of AIDS 2008. For much more coverage of this conference, including news, research, video, our photo journal, and, of course, more podcasts, visit us online at thebody.com/AIDS2008.